We are blessed to have our speaker today, Whitney Krieger from YFC, Youth for Christ in Greensburg. This ministry has done a lot for the youth in the area, and it's a great way, great avenue for you guys to volunteer to participate, and I'm sure she's going to share a little bit about that. And so will you join me in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing the speaker out to us. Father, help her to speak your truth only. Help us to hear your truth only. May we have our eyes open to ways we can serve, and may we be blessed by the words shared today. We ask this in your name. Amen. Let's welcome Whitney.
Well, these boots seemed like a really good idea with rain when I left the house, but now I'm like 10 inches from my papers, so bear with me here. There is a young man from Kiowa County who is used to being bullied his entire life. Because of this, he doesn't want to go to school, and he very rarely gets excited about anything. His mom called Youth for Christ because she was kind of running out of ideas. It pained her to see him like that, and she wants to be able to help him, as any parent would want to. So she called, and we told her about our after-school program that meets at our teen center in Greensburg a few times a week. And so she told him about it, and on Monday, he came for the first time. And it's just about 2 hours where they just get to hang out, and most of our volunteers for that time come right here from Barclay. After he got home from that, his mom let us know that he was excited for the first time in as long as she can remember. In one time of being there for just a couple of hours, you guys have already made a difference for him, and because of that, we are going to have a profound impact on his life. My name is Whitney Krieger, if you remember me from last fall when I was here plugging my mentoring program. Just to tell you a little bit about me, I work next door in Greensburg with Youth for Christ. I started there in 2010 and in 2011 became the director of our mentoring program, which is called MATCH, Mentor a Teen, Create Hope. And I'm very excited. We just turned 1 year old this month, so we're pretty new, but I'm really excited with everything that's happening. Just to give you a little history, I grew up in Greensburg and actually went to this church until I think I was about in the third grade. And in the fifth grade, I started going to Campus Life, which is our weekly ministry with Youth for Christ, with Deborah and Tony Factor, who, if you don't know them, they are also Barclay graduates. And if you know Tony, one of my first memories of Youth for Christ was him pulling me over a couple of seats in a van on a trip and putting my entire fist in his mouth, which apparently is common for him, or still is, but that didn't deter me because I went weekly for just about 8 years, all the way up till graduation, and then continued to serve with camp in the summer. And after I graduated, though I said I wouldn't, I moved back and joined staff in the summer after graduation, and it's been awesome working with the people who I grew up with. Even though I grew up in a strong Christian family north of Greensburg and was saved in the Methodist Church, Youth for Christ has had a huge impact on my life. One of the things that's really the foundation of my faith is daily devotions. And even though I saw my parents doing that, I really learned what it was and how to do it through Youth for Christ, and that's been huge in my life. And one of the other ways that Youth for Christ has really, really changed me and made me who I am is through being mentored. It wasn't in a formal program, but Deb Factor has been my mentor for just about 10 years. I actually met with her this morning. Now she's my coworker, but I have learned and grown so much by her example. She's a strong and wise woman, and she really has a passion for God, which if you've been around somebody who's passionate for God, it's contagious. And it really made me want to have a passion for him and to love and serve him. So now that you know a little bit about where I come from, I want to share with you about our ministry. After the first story that I showed you, you can tell that our focus of our ministry is on what we would call the least of these, which is the students who maybe come from lower income families, who come from broken homes, maybe their parents have been divorced, or they come from a single parent home. Those who are kind of on the fringe. Maybe they're not the most popular or the best at everything. Maybe they get overlooked occasionally. Now, we'll accept anybody into our program. I didn't come from that background, and I grew up with it all throughout school, but that's really what our focus is on. And I really think that stories better encompass who we are with Youth for Christ than facts or information can tell you. So I want to tell you another story about a boy who we'll call Jason. Jason grew up in Pratt County and has gone to campus life for several years. He lives there in Pratt with his sister and his mom and her current boyfriend. His mom, who's I believe just in her early 30s, has been married 5 times and is probably going to be married for a 6th very soon. So that has not created much consistency in Jason's life. He's had to go through a lot of change and uncertainty with everything that's going on for him. So he often gets angry with his mom. They don't always see eye to eye, and they can get in fights, and it causes a lot of turmoil in their house. Now, if you met him, you wouldn't know this. He has a vibrant personality. He's excited. He's funny. He is just really, really outgoing. But he most certainly has a lot of pain in his life and a lot of darkness and loneliness and emptiness. And because of that, when we started our mentoring program, one of my coworkers decided that he really would like to mentor Jason and really walk alongside him and hopefully be there where his confusion is coming in. With that type of inconsistency in his life, though, he is kind of hard to keep up with. Maybe he's not always where he says he's going to be, or he doesn't get back with you. He cancels for no apparent reason, or is sick occasionally. So it can be hard to keep up with kids like that, especially when you're trying to have an ongoing relationship. But sometimes he cancels for legitimate reasons. For instance, one time he canceled because of exhaustion, because his mom and her drunk friends had carried on most of the night, so he couldn't sleep. Recently, he canceled because he was grounded, which doesn't seem odd. Kids that age, I'm sure all of you were grounded at one point in time. He can act out sometimes, he'll get grounded. But this was a unique situation. He was grounded by his mother's boyfriend, somebody who he has not known for very long but lives in his house with him, a boyfriend who is only 25 to his 16 years, and a boyfriend who quite possibly could become his stepdad very soon. Now, that can create some confusion in his life, but he was unable to spend time with his mentor that day. Now, we're not sure where he'll go or what he'll do. It's too early to see. He's talented in many areas, one of which is music, but if he followed in his mom's footsteps, he would be in and out of broken relationships. He would potentially rely heavily on drinking and possibly be into drugs. But because of his mentor, he now has a choice. He could see his mentor's faith and want that. He might see his mentor's strong marriage that will last for many years and decide that he too wants to wait for a strong Christian wife. He might follow his path and get a college degree, maybe even right here at Berkeley, and go on to have a wonderful career and change life for his kids. We don't know that, but because of Youth for Christ and this mentoring program, he has that choice, and we pray and we'll walk alongside him to hopefully make that become reality. If you walk into the main doors at our Youth for Christ building, you will see a scripture on the wall, kind of like at the back of the room here. It's pasted so you can see it right when you walk in, and it is from Psalm 78, and it says, "We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord." That really encompasses what we really want to do, is tell that next generation about our Lord. The next part in verses 5 through 7 goes on to say, "He decreed statutes for Jacob, established the law in Israel, which he commanded our forefathers to teach their children, so the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children. Then they would put their trust in God and would not forget his deeds, but would keep his commands." But the most important verse that I really want you to hear is in 78:8. It says, "They would not be like their forefathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, whose hearts are not loyal to God, whose spirits are not faithful to him." Look around the world today. Take some of these parents of the kids that we work with. We live amongst a generation who is not loyal to God. Jason's story gives you a real-life example of how families are breaking down in our society. Divorce is common, And many of our kids come from single-parent homes or have to be shuffled back and forth between parents who may or may not live in the same area. Most haven't stepped foot in a church, and if they do, it's really rare. They don't own a Bible, but if they do, they certainly don't read it. And they may have heard of Jesus, but he appears in a line of curse words far more frequently than a story of love. Often they do not know what he did for them. This is right here in Bible Belt, rural Kansas. The next generation is not being told about God. Last fall, I started a very involved research project, and we wanted to find out basically how many kids, what percent of the kids in the 11 county surrounding area of Kiowa County are regularly involved with church or a youth group. So I set about making hundreds of phone calls to schools and homeschool groups to find out how many kids from 5th to 12th grade live there. And then I called churches and youth groups as best as I could to find out how many kids regularly attend their programs. If you had to guess what percentage of kids go to church or youth group in this area, the 11 county surrounding area, if you don't know already, what would you guess? Just a couple of guesses. What percent? 20? 15? 35? Okay. In this area, only 25% of the kids from 5th to 12th grade, on average, are regularly involved with church. That means that only 1 in 4 kids regularly hear about Jesus in rural Kansas. Let that sink in for a minute. There are maybe a couple hundred people here. I'm not very good at estimating that. But imagine if there were 7,000 kids sitting right here. That is how many kids in this 11-county area, not the whole state and not counting all the way through grade school, just in those ages, are not hearing about God on a regular basis. If you took the average graduating class, there's small schools around here, so maybe 20 to 80, more in some schools, less in others. Out of that 20 to 80, that means that 15 to 60 kids each year are graduating not knowing God. And they are going on to become teachers, they're becoming coaches, they're becoming business people, and they're becoming parents. I just want you to truly understand what this means for our future, for our children's future. This is reality, but there is most certainly hope. In this research, I didn't leave out Kiowa County, and in Kiowa County, with Barclay College, with Friends Church here in Haviland, with a ministerial alliance that really unites the pastors, and with Youth for Christ, we are different. Each week, 75% of the kids from 5th to 12th grade in Kiowa County hear about God. That is completely reversed from the rest of the surrounding area in this part of Kansas. Now that's amazing, and you can't deny that something incredible is happening here. We want to be statistic changers. We really do. And we want to make that true of all 11 counties here in Kansas, as you most likely want to make true wherever you will end up or wherever you come from. You may not know this, but our chapter of Youth for Christ was actually started by a former Barclay professor. His name was John Sarver. One day, he was on a run just outside of Haviland, I believe northeast of town, when God gave him a very distinct and clear vision. You see, John wanted to create more opportunities for Barclay's youth ministry students at this college. He wanted more, and not only for the college and the students, but he wanted more for the kids that live in this area of Kansas. Branching out into this entire area was truly his dream. God told him to do it, and he told him to do it through Barclay College, but through an organization called Youth for Christ. And in 1995, that became a reality, and now, almost 20 years later, that vision has impacted not only the students here and how your Christian service works and how you serve in this entire area, but it has impacted hundreds, if not thousands, of kids who have come out of this county and in the other counties that we've worked in. And it will continue to impact hundreds of thousands of kids for years to come. Really quickly, I want to give you a visual of your own school. For those of you who are new, you may not have any idea, but if you are a mentor currently in our match program, would you please stand? If you are or have volunteered for Youth for Christ at some time, would you please stand? If you have or are serving youth in a group or through a church, maybe where you're from or here, please stand. Now that's incredible. And for the rest of you, I know you're probably serving in some way, but if you are or plan to be a parent, stand up. If you are or plan to be a parent, please stand. Mom, you're my parent. Now, this is a clear picture of who will tell the next generation. Because that next generation are the kids we'll work with and our own kids. You may be seated. I was going to say, Mom, are you not going to claim me if you're a parent? So we don't have to let the world be this way. We don't. You can make an incredible difference, and obviously already have made a difference in some way. Like our program says, we can create hope. We serve a big God who uses his people in incredible ways. And John showed us that with what he's done through Youth for Christ in this area. Not only for your college, but also for our youth. Our mission through Match specifically says to connect mentors with young people, to cultivate a strong discipleship relationship, and to positively influence their lives, including their spirituality, lifestyle choices, and their future decisions. After considering everything I've discussed so far, you might be feeling overwhelmed. Maybe you are thinking you cannot possibly be ready or equipped to change lives. But all it takes is being just a little bit more experienced or a little bit further along than somebody else to help them in their journey. I'm sure that's what got you to where you are, by somebody who knew a little bit more helping you out and getting you there. That's all it takes. You don't have to have arrived. If that was the scenario, we wouldn't have very many mentors, if any at all. Each one of us has a journey, and we certainly are not perfect, but we are called to walk alongside those who need that help and need that support. Just to give you a little picture of my own personal mentoring relationship with a girl named Tatum, I want to tell you a little story. She accepted Christ in the fall of 2011, and Deb Factor, my mentor, approached me about becoming a mentor. And I've done that kind of thing before, but I was a little intimidated. I didn't know how I could possibly do for her what Deb did for me. But I agreed, and we started hanging out and getting to know each other. We did have a lot in common, but the most unlikely connection deepened our relationship. Now, I'm a little embarrassed to admit that one of my favorite movies is Anchorman. And when I was in high school, my friends and I quoted it all the time. Like, don't get me started now, because I will quote it all the time. But because of that, some of the quotes have carried along, and I'll say them without really thinking about it. So one day, I think we were baking together and doing something fun, and I was standing at the stove, and I don't even remember what we were talking about, but she said something, and my response was, I'm not even mad, that's amazing. And so, if you're laughing, you know that's a quote from the movie. But out of nowhere, she's a freshman in high school, mind you, I think even an eighth grader at the time, so I'm not, you know, watching the movie with her, but out of nowhere, from behind me, I hear, you ate a whole wheel of cheese and pooped in the refrigerator? So, if you know the movie, you know that's from the same scene that Will Ferrell says, and I am in absolute shock. Here's a 14-year-old who I kind of get along with, we're getting to know each other, but that like opened a whole nother door. I turned around and my jaw had dropped, and I don't remember exactly what I said, but it was something like, you know Anchorman? And she, with kind of a look of disgust, was like, duh, heck yes I do. So, like the next 3 weeks, all of our time together was spent quoting it. But that, of all things, not my knowledge about the Bible, not how much time I spent, not anything I could have done to prepare, really connected us. It was liking the same movie and quoting it together. So you most certainly don't have to have it all together or be prepared or be perfect to really connect with these kids. Since then, she's become like a sister to me. I can honestly say that I enjoy nothing more in my job, not just saying that, but I seriously enjoy nothing more in my job than spending time with her. I get to hang out with her after school today, and it's like bonding with a friend rather than an obligation to spend time with her. But one of the other really, really precious memories that I have with her that I'll never forget came at camp this summer. We have chapel, and sometimes they can get pretty intense. The kids experience God, and a lot of really good things happen. And it was shortly after a chapel service. The kids were getting ready to head to small group, and she comes up to me sobbing. I'm like, "What happened? Are you okay? Is something wrong?" And she gave me a hug. And I will never forget how she thanked me for everything that I have done for her. In my opinion, I haven't done that much. I just spend a little bit of time with her once a week and read a little bit of the Bible with her and just talked about it. But to her, that had made all the difference, and that was all that she had needed. I want to offer any of you who might be interested the opportunity to mentor. This is most certainly not limited to just the students. We want adults of all ages to come alongside these kids and care for them. So faculty, staff, anybody who's interested. Maybe you're unable to, but you know of someone else, please let us know. Anybody in this area, we currently are pairing students in Pratt and Kiowa County. So if you know of anybody in Haviland or Greensburg or Pratt, we would certainly love to get them paired with a student. We have many in our program who would benefit from it. It can be intense, but it can also be an absolute blast. It can be a challenging experience, yet it can be so, so rewarding. No matter what, though, you will be impacting the next generation and giving one special student the time and attention that they need and deserve. So this week, I'm going to make her stand and embarrass her. Your fellow classmate, India Gutshall, please stand. Now you can sit. She joined us on staff and is now our mentoring assistant. So I'm really excited to have somebody from right here at Barclay able to assist me and to really find out which of you would work awesome with these kids. So she might be contacting you just because she simply thinks that our program won't be the same without you. But don't wait to be contacted. Please let us know. I don't know all of you. I don't know where your passion lies or what you're doing. But if you want to have this impact, please, please contact us, and we will get that process started. At the back where you came in today, I have put some brochures and a sheet. If you, maybe it's not committing, but maybe if you are interested, just write your name down, write your phone number, and we will contact you about that. Thank you for this opportunity to share about our ministry. We are obviously very passionate about what we do, but it is an honor to get to do it every single day. What we want to do and what our passion is to radically change rural Kansas and declare the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord to the next generation. Some of you may not mentor, but I hope this has helped you and everyone else to realize what our kids are going through today. Remember to pray for this generation in their lives. Pray for the students in this county, and pray for this 11-county area that we really, really want to reach for God. It matters for all of us, and it will matter for all of our kids, and just for years to come. You won't know the impact that it can make. Thank you.
Grace and peace, you're dismissed.